Thank you, Mr. Vice President. As we heard, the Marshallese still suffer from multiple nuclear tests. Still, they have been removed from their homelands for, I quote, the good of mankind and to end all world wars, unquote. Still today, they are victims of this nuclear legacy without a fully appropriate remedy. The Special Rapporteur on Toxics and Human Rights has insisted that states must ensure that victims of toxic exposure are not forced for realizing their right to a remedy by systemic obstacles. Several Human Rights Council mandate holders thus describe the legacy in the Republic of the Marshall Islands as not only nuclear, but colonial. Does such an issue fully belong to the Human Rights Council? Too technical? The report of the Office of the High Commissioner provides a clear answer. It's an issue of transitional justice. Therefore, a truth mechanism must be established, aiming at a comprehensive and accurate factual accounting of this nuclear legacy for the present and future generations. The Swiss Peace Foundation digitalization and archiving of the records of the Nuclear Claim Tribunal is thus very welcomed. Guarantees of non-recurrence are needed to identify and fund the required infrastructure and measures to avoid, mitigate, and prevent repeated or continuing radiological exposure. Finally, the government of the United States must now declassify all its records to the fullest extent possible and formulate an apology similar to the one given to its own citizens subjected to radiation and experimentation. We look forward to the adoption of the resolution to continue to assist the Republic of the Marshall Islands in ensuring to its people the full right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment. Thank you.